Batubolong Beach near Bali's southern coast is a popular spot for surfing and dining. This couple are among the few foreign tourists already in Bali.
Oh my God, I thought about this place so many times, so peaceful, so incredible.
It's relatively quiet, but that may change soon.
I really want to see Bali like how it was before, back to normal.
Late last year, Indonesia allowed tourists to travel to Bali if they quarantined in the capital, Jakarta, first. Now, international direct flights to Bali have resumed for the first time in almost 2 years. All visitors must complete 5 days hotel quarantine, but they won't be confined to their rooms.
In the hotel, they can use any facilities in the hotels that we have, either the restaurant, the pool, go to the beach, the spa, perhaps.
Other Southeast Asian countries are also trying to attract foreign visitors again, but unlike Indonesia, Thailand and the Philippines have no quarantine requirement.
The highly anticipated reopening of Bali comes as COVID-19 cases rise again in Indonesia, but authorities say they anticipated the increase and are better prepared.
President Joko Widodo says Indonesia's hospitals and health workers are ready. Overshadowed by the pandemic, experts say it's too soon to say whether the reopening will be a success.
Well, I think the region's in a state of flux. We've been waiting almost 2 years. There's been a big period of uncertainty, lockdowns. People have tried to open and it hasn't worked out.
Tourism officials in Bali say the island has had enough time to prepare for international visitors.
We want to show the outside world that Bali is very much ready.
The success of the reopening depends on whether foreign tourists feel the same way. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera, Bali.